Hey everyone, it's the Patches and Stitches Simpsons Podcast Extravaganza, where two brothers take one episode of The Simpsons, and we review it, and we discuss it, we chew it up, and we spit it out. We have not agreed yet on a complete format of the podcast, but the one thing we agree on is that we should give a thorough overview of the episode before we discuss it. So this week, it is Stitches who has that duty. Take it, Stitches.
All right, we're starting with episode 2 of season 1, Bart the Genius. So in this week's episode, Bart's class is taking a state-run IQ test, and he decides to switch his test with another student in the class, Martin Prince. And when the tests come back, the district psychologist grades the fake paper, or Martin's paper, and discovers that the score is at a genius level. Previously in the episode, Bart is in trouble for doing graffiti on the wall, and so Homer and Marge are in, and while they're meeting with Principal Skinner, the psychiatrist comes in and explains that Bart's test has come back as, like, he's scored as a genius. And he starts asking Bart some questions about whether class is too slow or if he feels like he's always ahead. And Bart says yes. And so the psychiatrist suggests that Bart moves to an advanced school and explains that Bart will be able to actually go at his own pace. And for this, Bart thinks that it'll lead to an easier time and that school will just be a breeze. Well, when Bart goes to the new school, he finds that he's not up to par and he's behind the other students, and they actually make fun of him, and so he's trying to hide who he really is. And then finally he has to decide whether he's going to keep up the charade or tell the truth and say that he faked the test and he's not really that smart, and he ends up doing exactly that, is going back to his old school. How was that summary, Patches?
Oh, it was horrible. First off, you said that you made fun of me last week for having too long of a intro, and yours, I like to time it because I think it was just as long as mine. At one point, you said doing graffiti. That was the line that you just said. You you forgot like the introduction, so then when you realized that you got like the beginning of the episode, you went back to it, which then just took up like, then you reviewed the part of the test like two times, and in your review you missed like the whole subplot of Homer and Bart like getting closer and relating to each other through Bart's charade, as you called it. So
our podcast supposed to make you cry, because this is just really hurting my confidence right now. All right, so what was my real time? Because I say shenanigans.
3 minutes.
No way.
3 minutes.
3 minutes. No way.
You were about at 3 minutes.
Guess what? Guess who edits these? Yours was 6 minutes, so I was half as long as you were.
Serious?
Yes. So
okay. All right.
So get your data straight, buddy. God.
I never said doing graffiti.
what do you call it?
And like I said,
what do you,
at the end, you just completely like got scared. So you just like cut off the whole end of the episode, how he got caught or how he confessed to it. And like I said, you didn't talk about Homer at all. Because a big part of the episode is Homer becomes very proud of Bart and they bond multiple times throughout the episode. And then obviously at the end, when Bart confesses and he still wants the close relationship with Homer, Homer's pissed.
We have different ways of, we have different ideas of what the summary should be. It should give a little.
Do you think so?
A little reminder of what the episode is. And then we go back and we discuss some of those things. Because, yeah, obviously I have notes about their relationship during this episode and how I thought that was one of the best parts. And it's definitely a bonding episode between Homer and Bart, but I'm just gonna go.
All right,
I'm
fine.
If we do that, then the review was probably not that bad. It did seem like it took a long time though. So if I took longer than that, then oh my god.
I did get into this whole thing, and I was looking at my notes before the show, and I was like, I didn't really write how this ended, and I thought to myself, well, I'll just wing it when we record it. And
yeah, that's when you get. All right, and so let's just get into the review.
All right.
A big part that I enjoyed was the complete introduction of Martin Prince. His character has changed throughout the years, but this was definitely this episode cemented, you know, where his relationship with Bart and the rest of the kids starts.
Yeah, they really.
He's the brainiac. He's the annoying one. He's the tattletale.
And they needed that character in the classroom, so that's perfect for the Simpsons to bring him in right now.
And it's supposed to contrast with Bart, so, and it does.
Do you think that they tried to set it up as these two were going to be, like, arch enemies in the classroom? Because
in the first couple of seasons, Martin was a big character. Yeah, I don't think they were supposed to be arch enemies, but he was either supposed to be Bart's foil or just a big part of the plot, the series plot, yeah. And I think they used Martin for a long time, and then obviously, like, Milhouse, when we haven't watched all the first season, but Milhouse's role increases, and Bart just does other things, too.
Do you think Martin is really a genius?
Obviously. The standardized tests don't lie, brother.
They don't lie.
You know, I mean, you pointed out a plot hole last week, so I'll point out one. I mean, like, can you imagine then Martin? You said Martin, they switched tests. Bart took Martin's test,
right,
and put his name on it, and then put his name on Martin's test. Can you imagine Martin getting Bart's test score back?
Right. Yeah. Oh, and that's another question I wrote down is, do you think Bart ever, like, said, oh, I switched the test, or, oh, I just, like, or was he like, oh, no, I, you know, got the answers from something else, or I just guessed, or do you think he's specific?
He wrote in his confession that he just said, I am a stupid, dumb kid.
Yeah.
So I don't think he went too far into.
So maybe the school was like, oh, well, he must have just cheated, and they never looked into it, and that's why Martin is still at Springfield Elementary.
He's still at the school. Yep. Part of the review, if we can review it better than you did in the opening, was that after Bart got caught doing the graffiti, I guess doing graffiti is probably.
See, all of it's coming back to hurt you now because you've made fun of me, but what do you call doing graffiti?
Committing graffiti, I don't know. So after he got caught with the graffiti, Homer and Marge had to come to Principal Skinner's office. And remember, that's when Principal Skinner was ready to, I think, either give Bart the boot, or he had the file full of Bart's transgressions. And so Homer was always, he was upset. He was coming in, and he had to pay for the graffiti to be removed, so he was ready to kill Bart, and that's when the psychiatrist stepped in, and I'm sure you noticed that the psychiatrist had a voice that was familiar to us.
Yes. It had to be Harry Shearer because it sounded just like Mr. Burns, right?
Yeah, it sounded a lot like Mr. Burns. And then I'm sure you also recognize that when Art goes to the school for gifted kids, that teacher had pretty much Mrs. Krabappel's voice.
Yes.
They didn't have a huge budget, I guess.
Mrs. Moo. She's a learning coordinator.
Is that what they called her?
Yes, I was like, that is fantastic.
That is funny that you picked up that one. The one I picked up when she's talking to the kids, and she said, our collective experience. There was a lot. That school was awesome. The school for gifted kids, where the kids speak in palindromes or speak backwards, and they all have the fun. Fancy desk that they sit at, or the chairs, and they nailed that one, I thought.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, I was gonna ask you what you thought of that school. If you would, do you
that school was it was pretty opening or pretty it was funny. This whole episode again, this was like probably the first real episode since the first episode was their Christmas special. I had a pretty low bar going into it, and it really rocked. I mean, that school was good. They had a couple of good jokes in it, and just the character development again of Bart and Homer's relationship, but Principal Skinner's character was starting, you know, like how he's going to relate to Bart.
Right.
Really good episode. The first dream sequence, or no, excuse me,
second
dream sequence, but the dream sequence was really funny. It was one of my favorite parts. The math question of when this train leaves from Albuquerque, traveling at 60 miles, and this train leaves that, and so many passengers get off. And the animation in that dream sequence was cool because they made the characters look different.
Than the
normal Simpsons characters. So there were parts of this episode which I thought like could be in a modern episode of the Simpsons.
Yeah, I think they really hit home on a couple things. Like, I mean, I remember taking those IQ tests in school, and it was, I remember the teachers being like, oh, you're not going to really be graded on this, but we're going to do this for 3 or 4 days. And thinking like, oh, good, like it's not graded, so this really doesn't matter. And then it being like, oh yeah, this, we're ranking you on how smart you actually are. And those, and then with that, the dream sequence with that question, I still have nightmares about cars, trains leaving different areas and going different miles per hour. I can't do those questions.
And then when they bust him and Martin's in the dream, I think Principal Skinner was in the dream, and they use the voice from the Bogart movie.
Yes. Oh, man. See, yeah. I picked that up, too. The actor's name is Peter Lorre. Come with me. Show me your tickets,
yeah,
please.
One of the actors did the voice, right? It wasn't, of course.
Right.
Peter Lorre was dead.
I don't know. I guess... Probably. I didn't put that much research into this episode, though. Maybe it was. Maybe Michael Jackson voiced it, and we never really knew. Because he just...
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right, I'll go on. I'll move on to some of my favorite jokes.
All right.
You want?
No, go.
When they caught Bart with the graffiti, and he was caught literally red-handed.
Yeah.
I kind of chuckled a little bit. When Homer talked about Bart being a genius, and he's like, oh, you're like before Einstein invented the light bulb. That just, those kind of jokes of Homer just make me laugh so much.
Right.
And I don't know if you noticed then, like when Bart comes back at the end of the episode, he's talking to the psychiatrist or the school psychiatrist. There's a picture of Einstein above his desk on one side, and there's a picture of Bart on the other side.
Oh, no, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And then my last one is when Bart at the end is he's going to, his big plan to get out of the smart kid school was to go and study the dumb kids at his normal school.
Oh, yeah.
And the psychiatrist, all right, just tell me the supplies and, you know, your project outline and stuff like that. And Bart starts trying to make that stuff up. And then he realizes he can't. And so he says, My Confession by Bart Simpson.
Yes.
And I am a stupid dumb kid, whatnot. And then when the psychiatrist comes back, and again, the animation was good where you can see him pick up the paper and then his face drop, and he goes, you misspelled confession.
That was my favorite part of the whole episode was that confession part, because it's such a great ending, too, because it's like he could have gotten away with it. Like, the psychiatrist was going to bite on it. And then he just...
Oh, yeah. If he wouldn't be the dumb kid, right? If he could have, like, just pulled together at the end, he could have got away with it.
Yeah.
Another thing I thought about was this was back when Simpsons, of course, did the three parts in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I've been watching them recently, and it took me a while to get used to the four parts now, the four acts. And I'm used to them now, but the three acts were pretty good when they, you know, they'd set up the story, they'd get into the plot, and like you said, then that last one, they had to kind of finish up the plot and then wrap it up, too.
Right. So you're talking about story structure or commercial breaks, or Both. How do they both. How do they do it now? I'm not sure. I guess
They do four commercial breaks or whatever, four parts of the thing. The last one they sometimes wrap up the episode, but normally they just do like one last joke at the end.
Okay. Yeah.
So they do still kind of use the third act as a to tell part of the plot and then wrap up the, you know, do the majority of the wrapping up the episode.
Right.
But this one, that took me back to how the show used to be structured. And it was good.
One of my other favorite parts, was the opera dogs. Opera dogs should really be a thing. I think that.
Do you go to operas a lot?
Yes. And I'm always looking for opera dogs. But it totally reminded me, especially this week, of hanging out with my kids. Because sometimes, like, I'm the fourth kid in that situation, and we're all goofing around, and I'm like, you know, like, I'm laughing, like, really belly laughing and really having a lot of fun. And then I look over at your sister-in-law, and she's not. Yeah. But all, you know, like, she's not. But all me and the kids are all into something goofy, and she's just like, oh, you know, you idiot.
They set that up again. They develop the characters like that, where Homer's goofing off with all three of the kids, and Marge is scolding all of them. First chalkboard, first opening. First, I have another eat my shorts. Eat my shorts, man.
You know that we're not going to be able to do this first thing after this week, right?
I understand.
You know, this was the first real opening of the show, because the episode one has just like the Christmas jingle into the episode. This one has the straight up opening.
Yeah. Did you see any differences?
I did. Thank you for asking. At the end of the episode, or no, I'm sorry. Whoa. At the end of the couch gag, Bart comes in, or no, Homer sits down, shoots Bart up in the air, and then they cut to the shot of the TV, and Bart actually falls in front of the TV.
That was pretty cool.
And they don't usually do that anymore. It's like either it's usually couch gag and then just roll the slate with the names on it. Don't, at least for the, you know, the next 20 seasons after this, and then they get a little funkier on how they do openings. But
this last season, they've been kind of screwing around with the opening a little bit.
Yeah.
They made the opening go right into the episode one time, and they did something. They'd skip the opening. It was kind of fun.
And you know. Go ahead. I was going to say that originally I didn't like, you know, they switched it from Homer almost getting hit by the car and then running through the door. And then they switch it to him getting hit and shot through the door with his silhouette or whatever. It's not silhouette, but I like that now. I prefer that to him opening the door. I don't know why.
I remember when they started switching the opening too, and I did not like it, how they would do it differently during different episodes. Now I actually enjoy that a lot, that sometimes they do the full opening or half opening, or they don't do any of the opening. I mean, so I think they most always do the chalkboard, but they don't always. So I do enjoy that. So I noticed that Lisa riding her bike into the garage, they normally cut all the time.
Right. I was going to say, it's total a middle child thing. They just cut her out.
Oh my God, you're not even the middle child.
I was, that was
not cool, man.
That was cool. That was your alley-oop, and you just missed the dunk.
I know, I'm just offended by it instead of taking and then when Bart was riding his skateboard through, he takes the bus stop away.
Yeah.
And all the people have to get, they run for the bus. Forgot that. I completely forgot that.
Yeah, I'll catch an old episode once in a while, and I'll see those changes. So, but it's good to look back at those.
Part of that, I think you had mentioned in your review, was when the psychiatrist was talking to Bart because Bart got in trouble, and then the psychiatrist sees the faulty test score. And, are you bored in class? Do you feel like we're holding you back? Would you like no structure? That kind of stuff. I thought that was hilarious.
That is funny.
Because most kids would be like, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a genius. That's it.
I was going to ask you, do you think this really could happen?
No.
You don't think?
No, they would. They would. I mean, if you had some genius test score, they would, the state, as you said, or the school district or whatever, the country, would start monitoring you.
Right.
But they would probably, like, state or feds or whoever would start interviewing your teachers. Say, hey, is this real? Is this kid a genius?
Yeah, they would
And the teachers would all know, too, by the way. They'd be like, yeah, this, you know, like we see later in later episodes with Lisa, right? Lisa is a genius. And it's like, yeah, she is, you know.
Well, Skinner right away says, we should retest him. And then the psychiatrist says, we should move to a different school. And Skinner says, even better.
Yep, exactly. And that's exactly that.
So that's
that was a good way of getting around that, too, is because exactly the conversation you just had where people would be like, no way would the district just, you know, the principal just say, yeah. And the principal in this case was just like, yep, take them. I was going to ask you, have you ever worn a clip-on tie?
I believe I have. But then I, like, when I was 16, I got really into wearing ties, and so I learned how to tie for real. But I'm sure, like, when I was, I know for a fact when I was, like, 12 and wearing my Easter suit, that it was probably a clip-on tie.
Is it a clip-on? Why do we ever get away from clip-ons?
I don't know. It makes so much sense.
It does. It's just like, no. Was there a favorite scene that you liked when Bart and Homer were getting along? That was mine, is when Homer gives him his clip-on tie.
Oh, and then he kisses him, and then Bart says, you kiss me, Homer, or something like that.
What did he say? Is that normal? Is that good? And Homer's like, I don't
know. Yes. I like that scene. I like the... I liked when he's giving him a bath outside, too.
Yeah,
and then Bart tells him, and then he's chasing him through the house, and then Bart locks himself in his room, and Homer's like, Bart, let me in, and I'll do something nice for you. And he's like, I'm not that stupid. I like that part.
Is that a classic scene of Bart running through the house naked, or is that a Butterfinger commercial I'm thinking of?
Well, they did it a couple times in different episodes, but it probably was, I mean, I think it got famous with Butterfingers episodes because that was their whole stick, right? It was, don't lay a finger on my Butterfinger, and he'd run away or something like that. I don't know. I could be remembering that all wrong. You know, they really digged on comic books this episode, and it kind of really makes me mad.
Yeah. Just the one on the at the school, at the Smart Kid School?
Yeah, at the Smart Kid School, and then, like, at the, I think there's a scene when Homer, or Marge is like, or Homer comes in, he's questioning Bart about the comic book, and he's saying, oh, giving your brain a little break, or something like that. I'm just like,
yeah.
I don't know.
In these podcasts now, you had said something about wanting to do a rating of the episode?
Yeah, we should rate each episode.
Okay, so do you want a first shot at it, or do you want me to rate the episode?
Well, you brought it up, so I'm going to let you take it.
All right. I'm going to give this episode a 3 out of 4 apples. I think for the first season, again, I was impressed with the plot and the jokes, and even the animation was pretty good in this one. 3 out of 4 apples.
All right. I would give it 6 out of 10 Duff beers.
Uh-huh. 6 out of 10 is not a good rating.
You know, you kind of, during this conversation that we're having, you kind of talked me into liking this episode a little bit more than I thought I did. But while I was watching it, I was just kind of like, oh yeah, I don't know. Like, I'd rather get into season 3 or 4, and I think any of those episodes are better than this one, in my opinion.
I think you came into this with, I don't know, I came into watching the first season thinking with, like I said, pretty low opinion, so I've been so happy with the first two. And now we're going to stop, right? We're not going to do any more of the first season for a while?
Yeah, I think we're going to take a little break off the first season, move on to something different.
Which one are we doing next week?
So next week, if you want to listen and play along with us at home, we are going to watch and review season 14, episode 22. And I don't know what the title is.
You want me to? Okay.
You know, I can look it up.
Oh, they're going to have to look it up. Let's have like 5 minutes of dead air while I look it up. So this is the second podcast. How do you rate this podcast?
Compared to the first one or out of all podcasts in the world?
Yes.
I would give this 6 Duff beers also.
Okay. That's just kind of your go-to. I'm going to give it a shining star.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for listening again, and thanks for listening, and if you have...
Oh my god, how many times are you going to say that?
Thanks for listening to the podcast, and if you're listening on the Anchor app, feel free to rate our episodes and leave us a voicemail, and we can use it during the show.
All right, everyone, we'll see you next week.
The Patches and Stitches Simpson Podcast, Extravaganza, is brought to you by the Patches and Stitches Family Foundation.
Have you ever seen a guy say goodbye to a shoe?
Yeah, once.